With SRN News, I'm John Scott. President Trump with a busy morning at the White House. He signed an executive order threatening to revoke federal funding from local and state governments that allow cashless bail. He spoke to reporters in the Oval Office.
Any street all over the country, cashless bail, we're ending it. But we're starting by ending it in D.C., and that we have the right to do through federalization.
On another issue, the president says burning the American flag can spark outrage.
What happens when you burn a flag is the area goes crazy. If you have hundreds of people, they go crazy. You can do other things. You can burn this piece of paper. But when you burn the American flag, it incites riots at levels that we've never seen before. People go crazy.
Next on the president's agenda for today, welcoming South Korea's leader to the White House. From the international desk, Israel with attacks across Yemen's capital. Correspondent Nayoon Kim reports on the rising death toll.
At least six people have been killed and more than 80 injured from Sunday strikes across Sana'a. Israel's military said it struck an oil facility and power plant, along with a military site where the presidential palace is located. The attacks happened after the Houthis said they fired a newly equipped missile toward Israel on Friday. The Israeli military claims the weapon was a cluster bomb. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu released a video following the attack, saying, "The Houthi terrorist regime is learning the hard way that it will pay and is paying a very heavy price for its aggression against Israel." The Houthis have launched missiles and drones toward Israel for over 22 months. I'm Nayoon Kim.
And looking at Wall Street, stocks are mixed. The Dow dropping 226 points, but the NASDAQ composite ahead 56. This is SRN News. Pakistan is spreading anti-Semitism.
A British Israeli NGO that examines textbooks used around the world reports that many of those in Pakistan incite hatred for both Jews and the Jewish state. Research from the Institute for Monitoring Peace and Cultural Tolerance in School Education finds one text that glorifies Hitler, while others omit any reference to the Holocaust, and another one leaves Judaism off a list of world religions. Pakistan is almost completely Muslim with no measurable Jewish population. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Marine Baptist Church in Brooklyn is marking its 175th anniversary this month with the debut of The Audacity of Faith, the first installment in a short documentary series tracing its history from its founding in 1850 to the present day. The six-part series will highlight pivotal moments in the church's legacy, from serving as a station on the Underground Railroad to opening a credit union for members in 1950. This is SRN News. Fierce fighting between Ukrainian and Russian forces continues in the contested Donbas region.
The strikes continue both on the front line, in the east, in the south of Ukraine, and across the country. Overnight, Russia launched against Ukraine over 100 drones. And it's still considered to be quite small-scale attack compared to the previous ones, but there is no end in sight for now. And also, Russia... It assesses the situation that it is winning on the front line right now. And if it is winning, there is no point for the Russian side to negotiate.
The BBC's Jana Besterchuk. A German nonprofit organization says three young Sudanese sisters have died after an overcrowded rubber dinghy took on water in bad weather in the Mediterranean Sea. Their bodies found in international waters north of Libya. They were all under 11. More details at srnnews.com.